We end our day with night prayer, which includes a lead examen, followed by the Liturgy of the Hours with a hymn sung by the Carmelite Sisters to honor our Blessed Mother.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Praying the Examen. It is recommended that you practice doing Examen at least twice a day. This is not an intellectual exercise. It is a prayer. Do not feel compelled to use the same words given here unless they are helpful. In the beginning, they may be helpful, but as you become comfortable, use your own words. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. How gentle and loving is your awakening, O Bridegroom Word, in the center and depth of my soul. Awaken and enlighten me, my Lord, so I might know and love the blessings you ever propose to me, and I might understand that you have moved to bestow favors on me and have remembered me. St. John of the Cross, the Living Flame. Thanksgiving. Father, I rejoice in your love for me. You thought of me and so loved the idea of me that you created me. Each moment you are at work, loving me into existence. Thank you, Father, for accepting me as I am. Here I thank God for any special gifts I received this particular day. The weather, a good book, a holy desire, a good joke, the ability to hear his voice and or see him working. Petition. Father, you know me better than I know myself. Please help me be aware of how you worked in and around me today. I wish to respond to your call for me with obedience and love. However, for me to follow your will, I first need to know it. Please help me listen and hear the voice of your Spirit in me, that I may see how you see me. Reflection. In this section, you ask yourself some questions as you go through the previous few hours since your last examen. You think of the answers as you are guided by the Holy Spirit. An example of these questions could be as follows. How am I feeling right now? Why? Is this leading me to God or away from God? How did God manifest his love for me in the last few hours? How did I respond? Was there anything lacking? What did I do to show my love for God? Contrition. Father, thank you for your care and guidance in the last few hours. I am sorry for the ways in which I was not sensitive to your spirit in me. I love you, Lord, and you know where and how I need healing and forgiveness. I surrender myself to you completely. Here, one is to be specific as well. Together, looking to the future. Father, with hope I look to the future. You accept me the way I am, and you allow me to grow. You give me time and grace, opportunity and space. I place the time between now and my next examen in your hands. I ask you to make me more sensitive to your spirit in me. May my life between now and then be united to the life of your Son, my Lord and Savior, Jesus. Here, one is to be specific as well. What is in the coming hours I want to discuss with the Lord, to lift up in prayer? As I go forward with you, Lord, please strengthen the quiet voice of my conscience, your own voice in my life. Look at me as you looked at Peter. Let your gaze penetrate my heart and indicate the direction my life must take. Give me ever anew the grace of conversion. Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger.
To seek the sinners, Jesus came, to live among the friendless, to show them love that they might share the kingdom that is endless. Father, forgive us, through Jesus hear us, as we forgive one another. Forgive us, Lord, as we forgive and seek to help each other. Forgive us, Lord, and we shall live to pray and work together. Father, forgive us, through Jesus hear us, as we forgive one another.
Day and night,
I cry to you, my God.
Lord, my God, I call for help by day.
I cry at night before you. Let my prayer come into your presence. O turn your ear to my cry. For my soul is filled with evils. My life is on the brink of the grave. I am reckoned as one in the tomb. I have reached the end of my strength.
Like one alone among the dead, like the slain lying in their graves, like those you remember no more, cut off as they are from your hand.
You have laid me in the depths of the tomb, in places that are dark in the depths. Your anger weighs down upon me. I am drowned beneath your waves.
You have taken away my friends and made me hateful in their sight. Imprisoned, I cannot escape. My eyes are sunken with grief.
I call to you, Lord, all the day long. To you I stretch out my hands. Will you work your wonders for the dead? Will the shade stand and praise you?
Will your love be told in the grave, or your faithfulness among the dead? Will your wonders be known in the dark, or your justice in the land of oblivion?
As for me, Lord, I call to you for help.
In the morning my prayer comes before you. Lord, why do you reject me? Why do you hide your face?
Wretched close to death from my youth, I have borne your trials, I am known. Your fury has swept down upon me. Your terrors have utterly destroyed me.
They surround me all the day like a flood. They assail me altogether. Friend and neighbor you have taken away. My one companion is darkness.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Day and night,
I cry to you, my God.
You are in our midst, O Lord. Your name we bear. Do not forsake us, O Lord our God.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
You have redeemed us, Lord God of truth.
I commend my spirit.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Protect us, Lord,
as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace.
Lord, now you let your servant go in peace.
Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people.
A light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people Israel.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Protect us, Lord,
as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace.
Let us pray. All-powerful God, keep us united with your Son in his death and burial, so that we may rise to new life with him, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
May the all-powerful Lord grant us a restful night and a peaceful death.
Amen.
Ave Regina Angelorum, Ave Domina Angelorum, Salve Radix, Salve Porta,